The morning after the fire. The Review and Herald board met that morning for a short meeting at 7:30. At 9 o'clock, the employees were called together. They were given the assurance that none would be allowed to suffer. Some would be employed at the sanitarium. Some might connect with other publishing houses. Some would be given opportunity to engage in colporteur ministry. A quick assessment of the situation revealed that because the West Building had been spared, there was a good stock of books, which would supply colporteurs for a number of months. That branch of the work could continue without embarrassment. It was decided to delay plans for the future of the publishing house until the general conference meeting 3 months later. Fire insurance provided $100,000, but the debts of the institution far exceeded this. Many telegrams were received that Wednesday from business concerns in Michigan and nearby states, expressing condolence and offering assistance. The Review of January 6, 1903, told the story to Adventists across the land. It was printed in Battle Creek on the presses of the Pilgrim, the type having been set in the three newspaper offices of the city, the Daily Moon, the Battle Creek Journal, and the Morning Inquirer. With the Review stripped of its linotypes and printing presses, the proprietors of the printing establishments in Battle Creek showed a hearty sympathy and offered their facilities. Fortunately, the mailing lists of the Review and Youth's instructor were in the West Building. Within a few days, a part of the book depository had been cleared, which made room for a linotype and a printing press, so that the publication of journals could continue without interruption. So complete were the losses that it was necessary to publish a note that all supplies of articles and reports sent to the Review and Herald for publication were destroyed in the fire. This was true also of unanswered letters. An appeal was made for those who had furnished materials for publication to send duplicate copies to aid in the continued printing of literature for the church. The sword of fire held over Battle Creek had fallen, and all knew that God had spoken.